Hi, my name is Peter Kofler. I'm the code cop, so obviously I'm fanatic about clean code. But today I want to talk about coded read facilitation techniques, or in general, some tips how to run hands-on sessions, organizing sessions, or only participating in this kind of workshops. Today I have a special guest, Lise Hocke is here. Hi, Lise.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining, Lise. So Lise is a well-known tester, aspiring developer. I like that you're not afraid of code, and a keynote speaker. Welcome again. It's really cool that you found the time in your schedule. So I know I'm keeping you away from your evening activities.
No worries. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So I know that you're doing a lot of workshops hands-on. You even told me that like you want to do everything hands-on. And that's exactly what I want. So when we talk about hands-on workshops or whatever we call them, it doesn't matter. So some knowledge sharing using hands-on, what's the most important thing there?
So that's a good question. And I completely agree with what you just said, that for me, it's very important that they are hands-on. So I think that really qualifies for the most important thing. Of course, people have different ways how they learn and in which kind of way they learn. So we have to cater to these kind of specific needs as well. Still, I don't enjoy myself attending a workshop that is basically a three-hour lecture from, you know, from the front of the room, or maybe where I just follow along or see a demonstration. I mean, there's a place for that too. But when it comes to my workshops and when I create concepts for them, I try to involve the participants as early as possible and as much as possible. So first of all, I'm a big fan here from the concept training from the back of the room, which means the lecturing time is really limited. And I rather set the environment that they can create connections with the topic, see what they think about, really getting hands-on experience. Because that's a different way of learning for me as well. Of course, it's also about conveying concepts, but practice or experience also proved that this can be limited. So most important thing, hands-on, but also catered to the audience.
Okay, that's really cool. And you said like invoke them as early and as much as possible. I really like that. I think I will have to keep that in mind. Find ways so that we can do it maybe earlier. So maybe already in the introduction. And sometimes we do that in the CogiTrade, that in the introduction we already get some idea from participants what they want. I think that's what you're hinting to, right? That to also get the expectations so we can tailor the workshop towards their needs, right?
Yes. And I also really like the formats where you don't even have or you don't even start with the introduction, but with people coming into the room and already finding hints where they could start with. For example, tasks on tables where they say, hey, please introduce yourself to your neighbor and share what you know about the topic already, or something like that, that they can make first connections, get a focus on the topic, sort of start being in the room and ready for the workshop. And only afterwards we could then go to agenda or expectations or maybe, you know, workshop agreements. And I've recently also joined a workshop that was facilitated with this concept in mind. And it's a pleasure also to attend these.
That sounds like a really secret trick. So the workshop starts, the workshop starts before the workshop starts.
Exactly.
And then when the workshop starts, it's already like in the middle. So we already did something. And okay, that's really interesting. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I learned it from the book, actually. It's called Training from the Back of the Room.
Mm-hmm. So that's, would you recommend that?
Absolutely, yes. It's a great resource. It's also not too long and really shows concrete tips and tricks, what you could do to change the style in your workshops.
Have you also attended like one of these trainings? I see they are licensed training from the back of the room trainings that are quite costly.
Oh, yeah, true. No, I just read the book, honestly, and that already inspired me a lot to rethink how I come up with the concepts for my workshops. So Some I really do in the proposed style. So they have a certain format where you first have this connections phase, which I just explained. Then you convey some concepts, you have concrete practice for the people and a conclusion. They call it the four C's. So I did facilitate workshops in that style, which also and also joined them, which is really nice. But I also have used different concepts, for example, including the mob approach in my workshops, which are also very, very hands-on, but not strictly following these principles from the training from the back of the room book.
Okay. Yeah, let's look at another thing. I think last year, was it that you did this pair testing tour, right? Or was it already 2 years ago?
It was last year.
Last year. So you're yes. A big fan of doing everything in pair, right? So what's your thought about pair facilitation?
I love it. So this question comes in quite timely because especially this year, I pair facilitated lots of workshops, especially at my company. And we paired already in the preparation for the workshops, but especially also during the time of the workshop, it was proven very, very beneficial for both us as facilitators, because then we have more possibilities to help our audience, because we can focus on different people at the same time. We can also switch when it comes to presenting concepts or explaining exercises. So one can focus on that and the other one can observe. Maybe are there people who are struggling? Maybe we need to change something. So there's always a second perspective in as well. And of course, also second experience that can help people further. It often proved quite beneficial to see if part of the group didn't understand an explanation or the content. Maybe the other one has an example in mind because they can already, they have the time when the other one is in focus to really think about, okay, what could help them further? Or maybe it's just administrational things like pinning up the next flip chart or preparing chairs in a certain format or whatnot. So it proved really, really beneficial for us also regarding the workload.
So I would say that's really all for the day. Thank you so much, Lizzie. I appreciate that, especially because you're coming from another background. So it's not really about college grades, but it's about all hands-on experiences. I love that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here.
So I'm Peter Kofler, and as always, I wish you luck with your next code retreat or maybe hands-on session or whatever it is, because hands-on sessions are awesome and we just need more of them.